Good afternoon, everybody. Like you said, my name is Taylor Black. I'm with Texas Tech University. Today we're going to look at the Vilbert Calculator, a measurement of environmental, economic, and sustainability performance of agriculture systems in the Southern High Plains. So for this analysis, we used the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation. Overall, we have 29 sites, 194 observations, and approximately 15,000 acres. Consists of tillage system and irrigation systems from conventional to minimum tillage, and irrigation systems from SDI to center pivot of MESA, LISA, LIPA systems, and furrow irrigation. So the field to market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, they build a framework to enhance environmental opportunities and outcomes for producers. They evaluate sustainability performance for producers, and then through this they can create a linkage through the agriculture value chain. So they developed a tool called the Footprint Calculator. This allows producers to evaluate their environmental performance and based on the practices that they utilize in their operation. So this gives us an ability to quantify those sustainability attributes that they used and the management methods that they applied. This eventually allows them to look at their efficiency over time and increase opportunities for them in the marketplace. For the calculator, you have to input data from the location of the field, the soil characteristics, crop rotation that includes irrigation management methods, and then management and tillage practices that include fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. They ask for product transportation, drying and harvesting, and then conservation practices. By basing all that data that's inputted, they produce what they call a spidergram. And so if you look at the shaded purple area there, represents a producer's footprint. And so with that, it produces these metrics, seven metrics, that they allow to evaluate a producer's sustainability. So therefore, the smaller values indicate a better resource efficiency use and therefore a lesser sustainability footprint. So the smaller the values, the better. For the Philprint calculator, we use a lint equivalent ratio. This is for cotton, you have seed production and lint production that you have to take into account. So by taking 83% of the yield production, it takes into that account the value of seed that a producer would get from the income from seed. So for our index calculation that we did, we looked at, this is an example for land use index, and so this is based on all field sets for all years. So all of our indexes are going to be on the scale from 0 to 100, and so we're going to look at the raw number that Philprint calculates. And so here we have a calculation of 2,039 pounds and 1,600 pounds and 42 pounds per acre lint equivalent. We're looking at two different fields from the same site from two separate years. And so based on this calculation, we take the max out of all of those sets and we make it relative back to the max. So based on that calculation, again, the smaller the better. So if it has a smaller index value, it means that we have better environmental performance, again, back to the footprint as well. We were also able to include a profitability index in this calculation as well. So in order to do the profitability index, we have to take into account the negatives that for producers in years that they lost money. So looking at this, we took account a gross margin, which is going to be a gross income minus our variable costs from producers that we got from TAWC data, divided by their lint equivalent. We have a dollars per pound ratio here. Looking at this, we put in perspective of dollars, you can see that $626 on one field and $306.28 on the other field for gross margin. So in the equation that we look at, we take into account the total vertical distance. So that total vertical distance will take into account those negatives. So if you think about a trend line and you have a negative 2 and positive 2, the total distance there is 4. So we look at the bottom here where we divide 1.6 is that total vertical distance of the total set that we have for all data sets, or for all observations in our data set. So therefore, a $626 gross margin performs better than a $306 gross margin. So we have a profitability index of 21 compared to 28. So we also did the soil carbon in the same manner. It's also looked at on the same scale of negative 1 to 1. As we get closer to 1, it means there's more benefits to the soil organic matter. So for this analysis, we looked at three different sites. Everything for these sites are very similar. They have same soil types, same location. The only thing that differs on these sites is going to be the irrigation system that these farmers utilized. So for these analysis, we're going to look at first a LISA system. So over the years, you'll see the different indexes that were calculated for each metric. That's land use, irrigation, energy, greenhouse gas, soil conservation, and profitability. So we also developed our own spidergram also. It's here at the bottom, so you can get a visual representation of what these metrics look like on a spidergram as well. In the blue box over there, you'll see the percentages. So we're able to calculate the actual area of those percentages in the spidergram. So we can actually look at a comparison of an actual footprint over time. So in order to read these, it'd be 46% of the average for this set. And the averages are based on the entire data set across time. So as you can see, over the years, the reason 2008, 2010, and 2015 are highlighted is what's represented also in the bottom diagram. And those are just for representation purposes. So that is our LISA system. Looking at our LIPA system, again, similar things. We highlighted 2008, 2010, 2015, just to look at the visual preferences down here. And then that also represents the actual area percentage in the blue box as well. We can also see 2011 was the drought year. You'll see in all the sites that was a pretty bad year for all the producers. Although in our subsurface drip system, they're actually able to do pretty well in 2011. For this site in comparison. Also in the orange there, you'll also have the averages highlighted on the diagram as well. So for our site analysis, looking at LISA, LIPA, and SDI systems, SDI was able to perform out of 7 metrics, 5 of them were actually better in SDI. These were the overall averages for that site that includes so as many observations that they had, taking the average of the land use for each site, and so on. We also looked at the irrigation system analysis. So this would be the average of the 7 metrics in each field categorized by the system. So for the furrow systems, we did LISA, SDI, LIPA, and MESA. So we didn't see a whole lot of difference in the center pivot systems, and SDI and LIPA were exactly the same, but we can see definitely difference between the furrow systems. So we're also able to look at the land use and profitability analysis. So one of the questions that popped up is whether this land use index and a profitability index were correlated for cotton. So we ran a natural log model in order to look at the relationships between those variables. We accounted for dummies in those for each year to account for any weather variation or price variations in that. For this sample, we used 2016 as the base year. We found that the land use was significant in the model. So we can see that there is some relationship there between the two. Again, a decrease is good. So when interpreting that, we have a 1% decrease in the land use index is estimated to decrease the profitability index by approximately 0.638%, ceteris paribus. So the conclusions that we had through this paper, by adding this profitability index, it allows producer not only to evaluate their sustainability, but also their economic performance. So we see that by adopting sustainability that we have to have that economic incentive in there as well. So it's really important to be able to look at the profitability in that standpoint. We also developed the spidergrams to analyze a unit-based measure for the sustainability metrics to be able to calculate an actual area. That's something we lacked before. We weren't able to see what the actual quantitative measure was of that footprint. Looking at the sustainability footprint, the site that used the SDI irrigation system actually performed better overall. It continually had a lower footprint in comparison to the other irrigation systems. Since the profitability index is not included in the footprint calculator, the positive correlation of the profitability metric and the land use metric would imply that the land use metric is a proxy for profitability. So therefore, in further research, we'd like to do in order to analyze that relationship between land use metric and profitability, to do a panel set in order to be more confident about that.